Now we turn our attention to long-term care facilities. Last week, Maricopa County reached a grim milestone. More than 1,000 residents in long-term care have now died from the coronavirus. And joining me this morning to talk about what's happening in these types of congregate settings is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so our numbers of new COVID-19 cases here in the state are going down. We're starting to see certain businesses reopening, but people are still dying in these long-term care facilities. It's almost as though like they're in a different bubble from the rest of the state.
Yeah, well, you know, in many ways they are. We're seeing this to an extent in universities now. COVID-19 spreads like wildfire in congregate settings. The difference is older adults are more likely to have poor outcomes if they get infected with the virus. But, you know, it's really difficult to keep out. You have staff that live in the community. And that's why we saw long-term care facilities close their door at the outset of the pandemic. I talked to Donna Taylor, who's the chief operating officer for LifeStream. They operate four senior living communities in Phoenix. And she touched on just how fast this virus moves.
We have had cases. And in one particular case, I just saw how fast one person who is asymptomatic is in the building and how quickly it can spread, because I went from one asymptomatic employee to six infected residents and five more infected employees inside of 15 days.
Okay, so we're 6 months into this, Kathy. So what's this like for these long-term care operators like Donna? They're like, what are the next steps? You've reported that nursing homes will soon be opening their doors to family after all this time, right?
Yes, finally. You know, obviously I can't speak for every long-term care setting because there's so many of them and they're all so different. But, you know, my understanding is they're exhausted. This has been an ultra marathon. They've really struggled to get critical items like PPE. Staffing has always been an issue even before the pandemic, and I'll get to that shortly. And now ongoing testing, another challenge. But let me circle back to those family visits. Donna Taylor sat on Governor Doug Ducey's task force that came up with the recommendations to reopen. She voted to move ahead with the recommendations, and I'll let her explain her vote to reopen.
When I looked at what was happening with our residents, those who are elders living with dementia were declining in their speech and in their walking. Our residents were losing weight. We were having higher complaints of pain, such that we were having to increase medications. These are all things that we have worked so very hard to decrease over the years, and we just could no longer be okay with it. So we came up with what I will say is an imperfect solution.
Okay, Kathy, and that imperfect solution, I'm sure, comes with risks, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Families who want to go inside the building have to take a COVID test within 48 hours of their visit. Then they have to quarantine themselves while they wait for those results. Taylor and all facilities had to complete their policies and procedures by last Friday, which included that testing requirement.
Even just over this weekend, after we issued that out to our family members, I got multiple emails from the family saying, where do you think we're going to get this test? And is LifeStream going to be paying for this test? And or is there a place where we can get it for free?
Okay, Kathy, so let's shift to talk about some of the challenges these places faced early on in the pandemic. This was PPE, personal protective equipment, and staff, right?
Yeah, PPE is still a challenge. It's very expensive these days. And you burn through PPE fast with COVID. So with the upcoming flu season and not knowing if you're maybe dealing with COVID or flu, some places could see their PPE stockpile depleted. The federal government has shipped rapid antigen testing kits to nursing homes and most recently assisted living facilities across the country. So that will certainly help differentiate in certain cases, but they only have a finite number of tests. David Vopel is the CEO of the Arizona Healthcare Association.
Once you run through those 100 kits, if you have one right now and you've blown through your 100 kits, they're on back order for about 4 to 5 weeks from what we're hearing from the manufacturers.
So, you know, as Vopel put it to me, truly, if it's not one thing, it's another thing. And that's hard because my understanding is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid have said skilled nursing facilities, which they regulate, must start testing weekly.
What about staff, Kathy? Like, we know this is hard work, it's demanding, and that these are minimum wage workers.
Yeah, we're talking about people who on average make $12, $13 an hour. Some have been getting overtime or hero pay, but the work can be relentless. And that's where families really come in. They often help with certain tasks like dressing or feeding.
So have facilities reopened yet?
They've had to have those policies and procedures ready to go, so many have sent them out to their families. And of course, every facility is different. Donna Taylor said they will have their first visitor on Thursday, September 17th. So I think, you know, at that point, we'll see how things go.
All right. That is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie joining us this morning. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren.